Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, Prohibition got off to a rocky start. As a result of the arrest for drunkenness of a 16-year-old girl, Vivian Smith, F. Lundquist, proprietor of the Penny Arcade at 118 North Main, was arrested on a charge of bootlegging by city police yesterday. Miss Smith, an attractive girl with good family connections in Butte, while in the company of a young man who came to Butte 2 days ago, was arrested on Broadway Tuesday evening by Officer W.R. Van Orden, while apparently under the influence of liquor. When arraigned in court yesterday morning, Miss Smith confirmed she is 16 years old, and the court ordered her turned over to the proper authorities. Yesterday morning, the young man who'd escaped from Officer Van Orden showed up at the police station and told his story to the police. According to the stranger, he entered the arcade with more than $200 in his pocket, an amount equal to $3,000 in today's currency. He was approached by Miss Smith and asked to play one of the Knockdown Dolls games. He responded that he never played such games when sober. Thereupon, he alleges, the young girl went to a corner of the arcade and returned with a bottle of port wine from which she gave him several drinks, taking a few herself. He told police she offered to get him all the whiskey he wanted for $3 a pint. Later, as related by Miss Smith, the proprietor called her down because she was not getting enough money from the young man. She became angry and quit her position. The young man remonstrated with the proprietor and objected to the girl losing her position because of him. A short time after, the girl and young man met, quite by accident, on a street corner, and in the company of another male friend went to a local cabaret. From there, the stories are somewhat confused. There was apparently liquor in the party, and they were ordered out of the cabaret. Where the liquor came from, no one seems to know. A short distance from the cabaret, Officer Van Orden arrested the girl after tripping the man who picked himself up and escaped. Upon this evidence, Officers Burns and Powell went to the arcade yesterday and interviewed the proprietor. He denied having any liquor on his premises. The officers then searched the premises. In the office, at the feet of the proprietor, were discovered 2-quart bottles of port wine, with seals unbroken, and a case of Centennial 3.5% beer. Lundquist was arrested and turned over to the county authorities. The couple are being held as witnesses. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.